1 John chapter 3, verse 2. This will be our theme verse, and there's a connection I'll be making with some things I've been thinking about that I think will be helpful for us related to the morning sermon. 1 John chapter 3, verse 2. Let me go ahead and read verse 1 into verse 2. But verse 2 is our theme, and the very last part of verse 2 is really the focus. Hear now the word of the Lord. Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew not him. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. Let me read that verse again. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And it's that last section of the verse of why we're here this evening. We shall see him as he is. We shall see him as he is. Well, this morning we thought about how exciting and productive it is to be watching for the arrival of a baby. You know, even just marveling in the movements as the baby is getting bigger and ready to join us. There's so many times Fernando will say, "Woo, look." And you can just see it moving. And a couple of weeks ago, it was almost like her whole belly just had this earthquake, just, you know. And a lot of times you touch, oh, there's his foot, there's his hand, and you see everything moving. And it's just so amazing. And even though he's not out here with us yet, it's so exciting to anticipate his coming to be with us because of all these movements and signs. It's a special time. And yet, we will never be content to wait forever. I mean, there's a point where, you know, obviously not only just physically and realistically, the baby needs to come out. he definitely has to be here well before Thanksgiving for many reasons. But the main thing is we don't want to go through all of life just anticipating his arrival. It's exciting. It's a special moment. But it's not the end. It's not what matters most. You know, it's really sweet what Fernanda keeps saying is, and I've heard her mother say it too, "Gideon, I want to see your face. I want to see your face, Gideon." It's amazing to see him now. I think we've shared pictures with you. There's this one picture of him where it just looks like he was kind of doing one of these, you know, and he's looking right at the camera, and his eyes are open. He looks so at peace. Now, recently, he's looking right at the camera, and he looks angry. Because I think he's like, "Oh, get me out of here," you know. But he's still looking right at us, and it's incredible. But, of course, it's only really dim and partial. I mean, we were actually excited to see Gabriel later because his 3D picture was a little concerning to us. We were like, "Oh, good." When he came out, we were joking about that recently. It's only dim. It's only partial. It's not face to face. When the baby arrives, we can look at him. We can see him looking at us. Now that's what all the watching and waiting is for, and that's what matters most. And so we are excited to be productive for Jesus as we wait for his arrival at his second coming. It's wonderful to just think of that, and every day can have purpose and meaning. But much more, we long for him to finally arrive and deliver us. A Christian's already not yet experience is being described here in the text. He even uses this idea of now and not yet. Here's what he says about that experience. Already we are children of God, but one day we will see Jesus face to face. And it will be life-changing. It will be life-changing. It's one thing to already be in family relations with God through Jesus. And that's what he says. Now are we the sons of God. Already now we have the love of God. We are adopted. We are the children of God. That's already true for us. But we walk by faith and not by sight. It's so much more marvelous to be with him face to face. And he goes on to say, not yet, all the same, not yet. It has not yet appeared what we shall be. This isn't the end. For we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him. We're going to be changed by his presence. We're waiting for his return. This isn't everything. We're still waiting to see him, having to walk by faith. But we're looking forward to the time when we can see him without having to walk by faith. And we can see him by sight. And I think sometimes we're so used to the anticipation and the waiting, we forget we will see him. We will see Jesus face to face. And that's what we're waiting for. We will. Like 1 Corinthians 13, verse 12 says, for now we see through a glass, darkly, or we could say an ultrasound, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then I shall know, even as also I am known. You see, both John in our text this evening and Paul in 1 Corinthians 13, they speak about seeing Jesus in person as something that will be personally transforming. And isn't that true for us in a sense? Every time we meet our next child, they say you're never the same after you have a child, right? You think you know life until you've had a child. And then Fernanda's going like this, she'll often say, I knew nothing, you know? And then when you have a child, you understand so much more, even your own mother. And you're transformed by it. It's a transforming experience. No longer having to talk through mommy's belly and wonder and imagine, but to see him on mommy's breast and fully experience him. You can see I keep getting more and more distracted. I'm all the time while we're here. Fernanda, let's do this. Is it time? You know, and the children are, I just want Gideon to come. I want to see him. It's so exciting to wait, but we're getting ready to no longer be waiting. We want to have him sitting with us at the table. Beloved, though you are presently the kingdom of heaven, here is the heaven that you are waiting for. Revelation 22, verses 3 and 4. And there shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it, and his servants shall serve him, and they shall see his face, and his name shall be in their foreheads. Revelation 22:16, I, Jesus, have sent mine angel to testify unto you these things in the churches. I am the root and offspring of David and the bright and morning star. That being the case that you will see Jesus face. Beloved brethren, let this be our prayer in response to him now. Revelation 22:17, and the Spirit and the bride say, come. Revelation 22, verse 20. He which testifieth these things saith, surely I come quickly, amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. And beloved, trust that that prayer is answered and will be answered because he has prayed that you will. John 17, verse 24, in his high priestly prayer, he prayed, Father, I will that they also, whom thou hast given me, be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory, which thou hast given me, for thou lovest me before the foundation of the world. Now just stop and think about that. It might seem marvelous to us and surprising. We're really going to see Jesus face to face. We're going to be around him as you and I are around one another, looking at each other. Let's not forget that's already happened when his came the first time. His mother looked on him. His disciples looked at him and walked with him. And we will literally be walking and talking with Jesus. How is it all going to work out with the multitude all around him? That's easy for me to answer. It's the same answer that I have for my children for many of their tough questions. I don't know, but it's going to happen. And one thing that can encourage us about it is we'll be in there for eternity. There's plenty of time for all of us to get some special time with Jesus directly. even if we get to be in the multitudes around the throne and of the Lamb, seeing him from some kind of distance. We'll see him. We'll see Jesus moving around. We'll see him as he looks out and speaks to us. So, beloved, as you partake of the Lord's Supper tonight and you remember Jesus, remember this is temporary anticipation. One day you're going to meet him face to face. You are really going to meet him face to face. Think about how wonderful it would be if you are a pen pal for years with someone, and then you finally have the opportunity to one to fly to the other and meet face to face. Sometimes there can be a little bit of awkwardness, like, well, I have to like get really to know you, but then it's better and it's grand. Then you're talking face to face, and there's a whole new way of knowing the person. You didn't even know them before. As much as the Lord's Supper is a wonderful means of grace, as you partake this evening, remember that one day you will eat with him face to face across his table at the great supper of the Lamb, and that will be permanently happening for all eternity. And when he says, I'll never leave you nor forsake you, there'll be no risk or danger of that ever happening, but it'll include, you'll be seeing him. You'll be in his presence. He'll be in your presence. Now think about that. Beloved, it's just been a blessing for me to think about that. Try to slow down and actually really think about this. You will look at Jesus, and he will look back at you. You will see what color his eyes are. You'll see what color his hair is, whether it's straight or curly. You'll see what his nose looks like. You'll see the shade of his skin. You will see how tall he is and how muscular this carpenter. You will see how gentle are his movements. You will watch him eat, you will watch him drink, and hear him swallow. You will see him smile, and you will see him smile at you as he sees you smiling back at him, and your eyes lock with one another. The Lord of glory, the King of kings, the Lamb of God. You will stroke his beard. You will touch the holes in his hands that saved you. You will kiss his feet and say, thank you. So as you watch and wait and prepare for Christ's return and all of its excitement and all of its productivity, may it always cause you more and more to long to see your Savior's face. May you and I be the same way. I just can't wait to see your face, Jesus. This is the message for you and I, for you and me this evening. Long to see your Savior's face. Never be satisfied until that day, that eternal day. And be encouraged that you really will see him face to face. Long to see your Savior's face, beloved. Let us pray. O Lord God, we do long to see the face of our Savior Jesus Christ. We know that Moses could not see your front and only your back as you passed by, but with Jesus, we will see you face to face. We'll be able to have face to face fellowship with God Almighty, the second person of the Trinity. And we won't be afraid. We'll long to be with you as many long to be with you here on earth. You will still have our humanity. You will still be our brother. It's incredible to think that we'll see you. Lord, we so often wish or are eager to meet a celebrity or a politician or someone in authority, someone that's far beyond our circle of our sphere of fellowship. And the idea that we might have just seen someone go by excites us. Oh, Lord, how much more? How much more should we be so excited that we will see you? We will see you face to face, and yet we'll say to our brethren right and left, I saw Jesus, I see Jesus, and they'll say, I know, I see him too. How glorious it is to be around the Lamb, having our robes washed white, in perfect fellowship with you forever. Lord, let us remember how personal will be this fellowship with God in heaven, in the new heavens and the new earth. In our resurrected bodies, with our resurrected eyeballs, we will look into your human eyes and we'll see your love for us and we'll be known and we'll know you better and we'll be transformed in the intimate personal fellowship face to face with the risen, resurrected, ascended, returning Lord Jesus Christ. We'll eat with you across your table. We'll fellowship with you. We'll talk with you. We'll learn from you. We'll follow you for all eternity. We're longing to be with you, Lord. We long to see your face. Let us enjoy the thought of it, for we most certainly will. Let this put a smile upon our faces as we close in prayer, praying as we'll see you teach us next week in Matthew to pray, saying, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.